Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today it's day three of our literature Woo-hoo! Unit, looking at the famous story of King Midas.
We're going to find out the ending.
That's right. He's the greedy king who asked the god to give him a wish. And when the god gave him the wish, Midas asked that everything that he touched would turn into gold because he loved money and he wanted everything around him to be rich and expensive and made of gold. And that was fun for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He touched a table, it turned into gold. He got a golden chair, a golden cat, a golden flower, and a golden vase. But then he touched some food. It became gold. He couldn't eat that. He touched water in a cup, and both the water and the cup became gold. He can't drink that.
I'm hungry and thirsty already.
That's right. Suddenly he realizes that maybe what he's asked for, his ultimate dream, isn't really something he truly should want.
对呀，他为什么没有好好的选择个wish呢？ 不过这也教了我们，哎。 Be careful what you wish for. 因为像 King Midas 呢，他一开始觉得这个好像很酷很炫，不过现在他好像要得到这个自食恶果的可能咯。So let's take a look at today's article to find out today's ending.
King Midas. Poor King Midas was thirsty and hungry. His daughter asked him,
"Father, what's wrong? You look pale and weak."
Midas patted his young daughter on the head and said,
"Nothing, my love."
To his horror, he turned his daughter into gold. He invited Dionysus to his home again. King Midas cried,
"Please help me. I don't want this power anymore."
Dionysus sighed and said, "King Midas, I will tell you a secret. If you wash your hands in the river, your power will go away." Midas ran to the river and washed his hands. The mud turned into gold, but Midas no longer had his magic touch.
Hungry, hungry. You can eat my sandwich if you're hungry. You can eat my sandwich if you're hungry. Pale, pale. Diane looks very pale. She must be sick. Diane looks very pale. She must be sick. Secret. Secret. Jeremy can't keep secrets, so don't tell him anything. Jeremy can't keep secrets, so don't tell him anything. Mud. Mud. The children wore rain boots so they could play in the mud. The children wore rain boots so they could play in the mud.
All right, so the first sentence of our story tells us, yes, basically what was happening at the end of yesterday's article. Poor King Midas was thirsty and hungry.
I knew it!
Mm-hmm. The water he touched turned to gold, so that's why he's thirsty. He really needs a drink. And, of course, the food that he touched turned to gold, so that explains why he's hungry. And hungry is one of our special words for today. Basically, if you're hungry, it means your body is telling you that you need food. Maybe your stomach's making those strange noises. Maybe you can't focus on your work because you haven't eaten lunch in a long time. Basically, though, you just want to eat because your body is lacking food, lacking the nutrition that food gives you. For example, you can eat my sandwich if you're hungry. You can eat my sandwich if you're hungry.
Can I really?
You absolutely
can. I haven't had lunch yet. Okay.
Sure.
好，接着我们一开始今天的课，我们就看到可怜的 Midas 国王，他又渴又饿。Okay, 其中我们看到的 hungry, 相信大家都不陌生吧。H-U-N-G-R-Y, 它是个形容词，就是饥饿的。那常常我们可以中文，我们会说我饿到我可以吃下一匹一头牛，可是英文呢很可爱哦，它是用饿到可以吃下一匹马哦，英文就是 I'm so hungry that I could eat a horse。另外你也可以用 starving, S-T-A-R-V-I-N-G, 同样也用来表示巴豆腰非常非常饿的意思哦。那刚刚的例句提到的就是如果你很饿的话，你可以吃我的 sandwich, 可以吃我的三明治哦。Okay, so let's continue reading.
All right, let's see what it says next. His daughter, remember, King Midas had a beautiful daughter who he loved very much. So his daughter sees him looking so hungry and thirsty and unhappy with his golden fingers.
Yeah.
And his daughter asked him, Father, what's wrong? You look pale and weak. Okay, so of course the daughter knows her father very well. She sees that he doesn't look quite right. He looks pale and weak. Yes, if you haven't eaten or had anything to drink, you might look very sick. You might look pale in your skin. If you're pale, it means you have a light color. Something pale isn't a very dark or bright color.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a light color with a lot of white kind of mixed in there. Now, a pale sun can mean that, you know, the weather is changing. But if someone has pale skin, wow, that might mean that they're not very healthy, that there's something wrong with them. They might need to get some food or even go see a doctor, but it's not a healthy color for a person's skin.
Okay, 好，我们来看一下哦。接着他的女儿就问他，还记不记得他女儿长得非常的美丽？他就说，父亲大人，发生了什么事情了呢？你怎么脸色看起来又苍白又虚弱呢？其中我们看到的 pale, P-A-L-E, 它是个形容词，就有苍白的意思。千万不能说 you look so white, 这个是不对的哦。OK, 这是中式英语。OK, 那如果呢，你的皮肤很白，其实你也可以用另外一个字，就是 fair, F-A-I-R-E.You have fair skin. Okay, so how can we use this word in an example sentence?
For example, we could say for the word pale, and our example sentence reads, Diane looks very pale, she must be sick. Diane looks very pale, she must be sick. Poor Diane.
Okay, so Diane 的脸看起来很苍白，她一定是生病的。
Poor Diane, yes. Yeah. Anyways, back to Midas. Let's forget about Diane. I don't know, whatever. Let's talk about Midas. Now remember, he was also looking pale and weak. His daughter was very worried for him because she loves him a lot. And Midas, obviously, even though he's a greedy king, he does love his family. He does love his daughter. So Midas reached out and patted his young daughter on the head and said, Nothing, my love. What a nice thing for him to do.
Okay.
Normally.
So Midas 呢，他接着就做了一个我们觉得不 OK 的事情，他拍拍年幼的女儿的头说，亲爱的，没有关系啊，我没有事情。Okay, so he patted, pat 就是指轻拍的意思，它是一个动词。Now to his horror, he turned his daughter into gold!
That's right, he touched his daughter with his hands, he forgot about his power, and so boom, his daughter instantly becomes a golden girl.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Okay, so 令他这个惊恐的事就是 to one's horror. 我们会用这样子一个句型，令人惊恐的事啊，什么？他竟然把他的女儿变成了 gold 金子了，该怎么办呢？不过这里我们先要停一下哦，因为这里是我们的英文快译通，要教大家有关 turn 的用法。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
大家好，欢迎来到英文快通，我是 Celine。Turn 这个字大家都认识吧？就是转啊。那 turn around 就是转过来，相信大家都答得出来。所以今天要跟大家说说其他跟 turn 有关的动词片语，你会发现 turn 原来是这么的好用。第一个呢，就是 turn A into B。是什么意思呢？难道是把 A 转到 B 里面吗？当然不是这样啦，它的意思是把 A 变成 B。 你看过这个阿拉丁吗？你知道阿拉丁原本只是一个街头小混混吧？那遇到神灯精灵以后呢，他就把它变成了王子。我们就可以说 The genie
turned Aladdin into a prince. The genie turned Aladdin into a prince. 把阿拉丁变成王子就是 turn Aladdin into a prince， 就是 turn A into B 的用法哦。那接下来我们来看看第二个动词片语，也就是 turn in。 你一定会觉得这次意思肯定一样，就是跟转没有关系。没错，这个动词片语的意思呢是角角。如果你的老师呢，就是他可能就会用到这样的一句片语哦，他是不是会跟你说请交作业？英文呢就是 please turn in your homework， please turn in your homework。最后一个动词片语呢是 turn down。 Turn down 是什么呢？它是拒绝的意思。我们可以说 turn， 我们就可以用 turn down 来说。例如你朋友约你去他的 party， 他就说 Hey do you want to come to my party？ Hey do you want to come to my party？ 你最近很不幸啊，超级忙的，完全没有时间，你就可以说 I hate to turn you down but I'm busy latelyI hate to turn you down, but I am busy lately. 我真的好讨厌拒绝你哦，不过我最近真的好忙。Turn down 除了把代名词插在中间 turn somebody or something down， 也可以把要拒绝的东西摆在后面。例如拒绝邀约，我们就可以说 turn down an invitation。Turn down an invitation。我们来复习一下今天学到这些动词片语吧。Turn A into B 是把 A 变成 B 的意思，那 turn in something 则是缴交什么东西， turn somebody or something down 则是拒绝的意思哦。那英文快通我们下次见啦，拜拜。
So he runs over to his smartphone, finds his God app, and then calls, I don't know, well he invited Dionysus to his home again.
Otherwise how could he
reach him? Call a god? Anyways, that's not important. Yeah. So he invited Dionysus, remember, the god who gave him this power. Mm-hmm. He invites the god back to his home again. And then King Midas cried. This isn't kind of a cried. He screamed or yelled out in a very upset and angry and sad kind of way, please help me. I don't want this power anymore. Exactly. He got what he wanted, and it's made his whole world terrible.
She should have seen this coming. Okay, 他再次就邀请了，对，我也不知道他是怎么打电话邀请这个神来还是怎么样，反正总之他就是真的有再次邀请这个 Dionysus 来到家里咯。可这时候呢，这个 King Midas 就是 Midas 国王，他就大叫了，猪肉这里他说 he cried， 这里的 cry 不是他哭哭哦，是指他大叫，他说请帮帮我不要这股力量了。 OK
That's right. And then Dionysus, well the god, he sighed and said, King Midas, I will tell you a secret. If you wash your hands in the river, your power will go away. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Dionysus, he sighed. That's when you let out your breath because you're kind of tired of something. Maybe Dionysus knew this would happen. All right, you silly king. I knew this would be a problem. So here's the secret. Here's something you don't know. Wash your hands in the river and your power will go away. Well, that's a good secret to tell King Midas. I'm sure he's happy to know that. A secret is information that is hidden away or kept away from certain people. If there's something that you don't want other people to know, it is a secret. Maybe you'll tell your friends or close family, but you sure don't want to write it on the internet or put it on Facebook, because then everyone would know it.
Some people do that, you know.
That's true. But if everybody knows it, it's not a secret anymore. Yeah. That's what secrets are. They're secret. Only a few people know them.
Okay, so Dionysus, 他这时候就唉就是 sigh. Okay, 他叹口气就说到了 I am Midas 国王，好啦，我告诉你一个秘密哦。这个秘密呢就是呢，如果你到河里去洗手的话呢，你的力量哦就会消失哦。OK， 这里我们看到了 secret 这个字 ,S-E-C-R-E-T, 在这里本课是当做名词来用，有着秘密的意思哦。像是呢，如果你要请人家保守秘密，就是 keep a secret, 或者你可能会说，这个东西只有你知我知，英文就可以用 the secret is between you and me。 或者呢，如果你要请人家，就是有人跟你讲一个秘密，就是啊，不用担心，我一定会小心的保守你的秘密，你就可以这么说，让他安心，就是 Don't worry, your secret is safe with me. Okay, and how else can we use this in an example sentence?
Well, the example sentence that we have for the word secret is Jeremy can't keep secrets, so don't tell him anything. Jeremy can't keep secrets, so don't tell him anything.
Jeremy 实在太糟糕了，他无法保守秘密，所以千万不要跟他说任何事情哦。那刚刚我们又看到一个片语，就是 go away， 就是消失的意思。好，那我们接下来继续来看一下下一句的课文。
So, what happened? Well, of course, Midas was really happy to know this secret. He ran to the river and washed his hands. He wanted to get rid of his golden fingers that brought so much trouble to his life.
所以 Midas 当然想都不用想，他冲到河里赶快洗手啊。So, the mud turned into gold, but...
Midas no longer had his magic touch. He didn't have his golden touch anymore, but the mud in the river did turn into gold. Mud is basically dirt mixed with water. If you're playing outside on a wet day in a field and you fall down, you'll get mud on your jeans, not dirt, because that dirt has become wet with the rain. Mud is actually really good, right? A lot of people put mud on their skin because they think it's very nice. And of course, if you go down to the bottom of a river or a lake or the ocean, well, not so much the ocean, but a river or a lake, you will probably also find mud down there. And actually, now I think about it, when you think of people looking for gold, they often look in rivers.
Ah.
So maybe that's where the gold in the rivers came from.
That's interesting.
From Midas washing his hands.
Okay, 所以其实一开始呢，他去碰到泥巴的时候，的确是有变成金子，但是呢 Midas 后来就发现，诶，他再也没有那个就是可以点任何东西成金的神奇力量咯。其中我们看到的 mud, M-U-D, 它是一个名词，就是泥巴的意思。Okay, 而且以前的人他们都会在就是这种土里啊泥里去找金子。会不会是跟这个故事有一点点的关系啊？ Anyways, how do we use mud in a sentence?
The example sentence we have today is the children wore rain boots so they could play in the mud. The children wore rain boots.So they could play in the mud and still be clean.
Oh, okay, cool. 所以那些孩子们穿 rain boots 就是雨鞋，所以他们可以在泥巴当中玩耍哦。Okay, 所以刚刚我们还有看到 he no longer had his magic touch. No longer 就是再也不如何如何。好啦 that's the end of today's story. Let's now go to a wrap up.
Well, there you go. So if a god gives you a wish, be very careful what you wish for.
Don't be greedy. I mean, think about the consequences. 要想到你的后果. And we never found out, what about his daughter? She's still a golden girl.
Maybe he just throws her in the river.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's in part two.
Is she going to get drowned?
Okay. Minus two.
Anyway, we'll probably have to find
out. I'm sure she was fine.I'm sure Dionysus the god snapped his fingers and everything went back to normal. And importantly, Midas wasn't so greedy any longer. Good lesson for us all.
Great.
Hope you enjoyed the story and we'll see you very soon in the near future. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Please delete that photo.My eyes were closed.
Please delete that photo. My eyes were closed.
Oh my god, 我真的歪嘴了，我朋友竟然还是给我上传了，我怎么活啊？有时候拍照的时候太开心，或是太自然，可能有一些姿势没有摆好，或是脸歪了，或是闭眼了，这个时候你就可以用到今天的小聚会哦。Please delete that photo. My eyes were closed. Please delete that photo. My eyes were closed. 请把这张照片给删了，我闭眼了。Delete, D-E-L-E-T-E. 你在电脑里啊，应该很常会看过，像是比如说你要删除档案啊，或是在 Word 上打错字要删除，也都是用这个字 delete, delete 键删除键。另外还有一个 backspace.B-A-C-K-S-P-A-C-E 退格退后一格大家应该知道功能不太一样啦所以请别人把照片删了我们用 delete Please delete that photo
你要删除这封信件也可以 please delete the email， 或是要人删除档案 please delete the file。 Let's review today's sentence again. Please delete that photo. My eyes were closed. I'm gonna tell my friend to delete this photo too.
Please delete that photo. My eyes were closed.
Please delete that photo. My eyes were closed.
King Midas. Poor King Midas was thirsty and hungry. His daughter asked him,
Father, what's wrong? You look pale and weak.
Midas patted his young daughter on the head and said,
Nothing, my love.
To his horror, he turned his daughter into gold. He invited Dionysus to his home again. King Midas cried,
Please help me. I don't want this power anymore.
Dionysus sighed and said, King Midas, I will tell you a secret. If you wash your hands in the river, your power will go away. Midas ran to the river and washed his hands. The mud turned into gold, but Midas no longer had his magic touch.
Hungry, hungry. You can eat my sandwich if you're hungry. You can eat my sandwich if you're hungry. Pale, pale. Diane looks very pale. She must be sick. Diane looks very pale. She must be sick. Secret, secret. Jeremy can't keep secrets, so don't tell him anything. Jeremy can't keep secrets, so don't tell him anything. Mud, mud. The children wore rain boots so they could play in the mud. The children wore rain boots so they could play in the mud.